What do you think about the death of the missionary that goes to people who don't want him? Now, what do you say to Hudson Taylor, who went to China? And what do you say to John Kerry, who went to India? And what do you say to Adoniram Judson, who went to Burma, which is now Myanmar, which is actually the country that's closest to these islands, although Indian sovereignty, all the way across the Bay of Bengal, they claim sovereignty over these islands just off the coast of Myanmar. That's how it goes. That's politics and power in the world. John Livingston? Livingston, I presume. Dr. Livingston, I presume, in Africa, right? Eric Little, Chariots of Fire, the guy who wouldn't run in the race on Sunday, he went to China, North China, to the Mongols. Amy Carmichael, right, who left this country, Northern Ireland, to go to India. And then Jim Elliot. Do you know the story of Jim Elliot, the guy who died also at the end of a spear from the Amazon region of Ecuador? Or do you know about his wife, Elizabeth Elliot, who returned to the Huarani tribe that killed her husband Jim? And the willingness of the wife of the man who was killed to come to them is what touched them. You know these histories, I presume, about Christian missionaries. And it's a missionary Sunday where, you know, we've got a bit of a space from not having heard. Tell us what's going on out there. And this, what's going on out there, is actually modern news on TV. But what did they tell you about the person that goes? I mean, did you ever think about Jim Elliot and think, what a fool, why did he go? I mean, Life magazine back in the day, it was 1956 or something. It was 10, 11 pages of that big magazine. Life magazine was always obscenely big. It didn't fit on the regular rack, did it? And boy, they bought into his reasons for going and told them. But if you read the Wall Street Journal, he's a fool. They don't need waterproof Bibles. Stay away. Leave them alone. You're going to kill people. That was the message of the world to the missionary that goes to people to tell them about Jesus. And I think I bought it a little bit, hook, line, and sinker. I thought, yeah, I know the Baptist Missionary Society. I'm sure they don't just drop guys out of helicopters onto beaches and go do it. There must be intelligent ways to approach people. And then I learned that this actually person had intelligence, made a plan, took measures, got himself there, showed up. And Jim Elliot, as a matter of fact, was armed with a gun when he was killed. I didn't know that. Did you know that? He, in fact, shot one of the people coming at him in a group. It was said accidentally. He fired a warning shot, and there was someone hidden in the jungle, and he winged him, the hidden person in the jungle. But he had a gun. He was defending himself somehow, and he got killed. This person went with no weapons, just hands, just, I've come for God. And that didn't work, did it? Yet. But what is his life put into action? Who saw him that day? And right now, there's a member of the people group who's like, did you see his face, though? But did you see his face? He wasn't like the others. We don't know. But we can pray that the following on and the other information will build on that, and it will not be in vain. He's an interesting person. What do you think about sharing the Christian message with people who do not want to receive it? John Chow came to the Sentinelese people, and the Sentinelese people did not receive him. Poor John. The Sentinelese people. They don't have what he went to bring. Did the people who refused the message of an unarmed man, one that potentially threatened their peaceful way of life, have a right to kill him? Were they savages? I was just talking about Jesus Christ, by the way. Did you see that coming? And I'll say the sentences again and see that they apply. Did the people who refused the message of an unarmed man, one that potentially threatened their peaceful way of life, have a right to kill him? Were they savages? Because that's what we're talking about in a church, in a Christian church, worshiping Jesus Christ who died on a cross and rose again. In John, in chapter 1, you know these verses. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. At the end of John's gospel, we read, "Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God." Is that what's happened to John Chow? Is that what's the opinion of people about John Chow? He would have killed everybody. It's good he's dead. They won't get them all dead now. And people are saying things like that. Does our response to John Chow expose our attitude toward Jesus? Can I say that? And maybe when I say our, you know, we're here in this room, and you put up your hands and go, no, I don't think about Jesus that way. But I mean, if we own humanity, right? If we side with everyone here on this rock, does the response to John Chow express an attitude toward Jesus? Do we religiously say yes to Jesus while saying no to his mission?